email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Katie Boyle, good afternoon.
Hi.
Katie is an Irish comedian living in New York City and has brought her new show, Therapy. There's no H in that.
There's no H in it, no.
Because that's the way to say it in Kildare.
That's how we say it in Leasup, yeah.
Oh, I see you're going to therapy.
Yeah. How would you pronounce it? Would you pronounce your TH?
Well,
I thought that was a universal Irish thing.
No, you see.
You went to fancy school?
No, I'm on the radio.
Here's
a secret, Katie. I was a year in this organisation and I was sent off to elocution lessons. I used to say therapy instead of therapy.
Yeah.
And I used to say one instead of one.
Okay.
Yeah, so this guy grabbed me and he said, listen, yeah, you're doing well, but I think you should go off and get some elocution lessons.
I did have to change how I pronounce my name in the States because I would have said Katie, but then people were calling me Haiti, like the country. So I had to then be like KT, which
KT
is a lot more boring. Yeah.
Yeah. Katie Boyle. Yeah. Katie Boyle, yes. And you've been in therapy.
I've been in therapy, yeah.
Because it's a mad thing, isn't it? I was reading about this the other day and 20 years ago, nobody would have gone, and if they did, they wouldn't have admitted to it in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. I even felt a bit of shame with finally going to it, but it was to the point where I was just wrecking my own head. Do you know, sort of way you're like, I was sick of listening to myself. I was like, I need help. And yeah, it was actually great. It was real cheap, because it's expensive to go to therapy over there, but I got a cheap one and it was good. Some of the advice I chose not to take because I was also in fairness, this is quite cheap. So, but some of the advice was good, and it helped me a lot. I think just actually being able to say your feelings or try to identify what. I remember my friend sent me an emotion wheel, and I don't know if she was negging me now in hindsight, but I was like, I would know any of those emotions. I thought there was about 5 emotions. There was 100 emotions on this thing, but
all shades of anger and all shades of. Is that it?
I guess so.
Shades of different emotions.
But you'd even find, I'd find sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm sad. And then I'm like, no, I've said that out loud. No, that's not it. No, yeah. I think I'm hungry.
Is part of the therapy thing just paying somebody to listen to you?
I think so, yeah. She was very frustrated with me at the start because I found it really hard to open up, and she was kind of like, why are you here? And then eventually when I did, then a while after I was kind of done with it, so I was just kind of coming, and she was like, you don't need to be here anymore, we're done, you're not talking about anything. And I was like, are you firing me? But it is just being able to, because here's the thing,
she's just helping you to deal with rejection, Katie.
The hardest thing though, because that's the thing too, with Irish people I remember my friend saying, why would you go pay someone when you can just talk to your friends? And it's like, because you don't want to put that on your friends. So of course pay someone and you can literally talk about all your whatever upsets you or annoys you, and then you feel much better.
Your friends have skin in the game, whereas the therapist doesn't.
Yeah, and then you try to make it funny with your friend. You're like, oh yeah, my dog died. Ha ha ha. So it's just better.
And it was fine art that you went over to the States to do, and you ended up being a comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes complete sense.
Well, kind of. Not really, but I got an internship at MoMA PS1 and it was unpaid.
MoMA stands for?
Museum of Modern Art. Ah. I'd already forgotten. I've blocked out the whole thing.
Right.
Because it was very different to the art world here in my experience, and I had gone to art college, and then when I got there, they were like, here, do this Excel. I'd never done an Excel in my life, so I found it very stressful. And then all the other interns were from rich parents, not all of them, but a good chunk of them. And they were coming out saying words that were 4 syllables. And she was like, I wouldn't even hear that here. So I just felt I didn't get on well there. And then there was a comedy club across the street. And, with art, you need to buy all these materials and stuff like this. And I didn't have the money and I was barely surviving there. I was actually putting on weight because I was stealing bagels from the art place. So I was eating 8 bagels a day for food. It was mental. And then when I started comedy, it was just so much easier, and you didn't need you didn't need any, you just use your voice.
Yeah.
And everybody was so nice and they were from all walks of life. And yeah, so I loved it. And I only started it because the comedy club was across the street and they had a show where they let audience members tell a joke. And so I went up and did that. And the host was like, you should do this. And I was like, okay, grand. And then I just started.
Is
the
that
next
really
day.
How it happened?
I swear my life. I'd gone a few times and watched that show. And then I kind of thought about it. And then a few of my friends who I was going with were from South America. And I'd find here Irish people are so funny. You never really get a chance to even finish a story. We're kind of all talking over each other and you're kind of coming in with a funny line. But there they just gave me this space to tell stories about home. And they were like, oh, you should be a comedian. And I was like, what? No, this is just being Irish. And then we went to the show and I went up and that was it. The host was like, only open mic comedians actually get up. No regular audience members ever actually get up. So you should try this. And I did the next day.
But I'm fascinated by this. So you hadn't practiced in front of a mirror or anything like that? It was
no, just telling stories to my friends. Yeah.
Can you remember what joke you told?
It was something about a Tinder date, but I kind of blacked out, to be honest, from the adrenaline.
Right. Which brings us nicely on to speed dating.
Yeah.
So you were responsible with one of your friends to organise, was it 30-somethings in New York?
Yeah.
Specifically for Irish people, was it?
Yeah, but we said all are welcome. But
I was inclusive, right?
Yeah, because, you know, because of course. But Sophie, she's from the Navigating New York podcast, but I messaged her saying, can we do this kind of push for Irish men to come, because I'd just gone out of a relationship and I was like, I'm done with American men. I can't be dealing with the crying. And so
he cried a lot, did he?
No, in fact. Well, they're just more in touch with their emotions, which should be a good thing.
Yes.
But then you just go, I need a break. I need someone who's not going to tell me feelings for a few months. But it's hard to date Irish men over there because they get the highest quality of American women and they just love their accent. They love the banter. So it's hard to meet them. So I decided anyway.
So they're in demand.
They're in demand. Lads, move over to America. And the American women let them away with murder. Plus, they compliment. Like, even I found with American men, when I went over, they were giving me all these compliments. I didn't trust it or believe it. But I think for Irish lads, they've never gotten a compliment in their life. They go over and this gorgeous American girl is like, oh my God, you're gorgeous. And they're like, what are these mythical women? You know, whereas we're like, you're wearing that shirt out tonight. Get back in there. So it's hard. But yeah, so we did the date and night and only three Irish lads showed up and one of them was my friend and I forced him to go. The rest were either American or also immigrants, but it was, yeah, a lot of women and the women were amazing. So it's kind of a pity not to be able to get, like, I had to get a couple of comedian guys to be plants in just to kind of...
But it's always the same. Like, I've been involved in that sort of thing here over the years and it's always, you get loads of women. And it's very difficult to get the lads.
And just amazing women. And it was like, and then you forget as well that you're going to have like maybe there's more potential of an odd man to turn up, which we didn't really think about, which I'd have weird guys come to shows and you're kind of like used to it. Sophie wasn't used to it. So I probably have too high of a tolerance with it. And I should have kicked the guy out as soon as I noticed it. But anyway, we ended up having to kick him out. But he came up to me and he was before the thing even started and he was like, tell me your birth date. And I was like, oh, no, I'm good. And he was like, but I'll read your birth chart. And I was like, I'm still good. And he said, but I'll tell you your soulmate. And I go, why would you ruin the surprise? And then he didn't laugh and he just looked really angry and walked away. And then I guess he did that to every other woman. And then he was rude to Sophie. So eventually they got him out. But yeah, it's things you wouldn't even think like, oh, there could be like a weird guy who'd come.
And there's loads of comedy in New York and loads of opportunity to, you know, to get better at it.
Yeah, you can do three shows a night.
Can you?
Yeah, I've done, I think the most I did was 4 or 5 shows in one night, but it was very stressful running from gig to gig.
Oh yeah, what was your mode of transport? Was it?
Subway.
Subway, right.
Yeah.
Get yourself a bike.
Yeah, well, I'd crash.
Yeah, okay.
I tried it for a while.
Yeah, funny thing happened to me on the way to the...
Katie died.
not so funny. So you're back and you're all over the place in a good way. So Casbah at Dolan's Limerick, that's July 19th. 20th, Cypress Avenue, Cork. July 25th, Kavanagh's Barn venue in Port Laois, Roisin Dubh in Cork, July 26th. That's part of the Galway International Arts Festival. And then you're back in Dublin, 27th, 28th for the Ivy Garden Festival of Comedy. Are you looking forward to it all? Is this your first time back doing stuff here?
No, I've come back and done Dublin a lot, but I did Belfast last night and that was my first time ever performing in Belfast. Oh, it was great. I was a bit nervous coming up because like I'd have a good few friends from the north, especially in the States that would come over and do shows and their comics. And I've never struggled with the Belfast accent ever before. But when I was getting on the bus, I didn't understand a word the bus driver said to me. And I thought, oh my God, am I going to struggle tonight now?
There's a heckle.
I was like, are my friends talking slowly for me? Have they been doing that? And then I realised later he said he was from Spain. And I was like, I'm some Egypt. Like, but so it was great.
Final question. Any plans of incorporating the two things, the fine art and the comedy? Is there a gap in the market for that?
No, I do it a little bit because I make my own own merch for comedy shows.
So there you go. Yeah. Right. Katie Boyle, Terrapy, all around the country. Katie, great to meet you. And
you
thanks
too.
For coming in. Thanks
for having me.
That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.